Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle, the second song of Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he wills to be found.
Call upon him when he draws near.
Let the wicked forsake their ways,
and the evil ones their thoughts,
and let them turn to the Lord,
and he will have compassion.
And to our God, for he will richly pardon.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts,
nor your ways my ways, says the Lord.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth,
so are my ways higher than your ways,
and my thoughts than your thoughts.
For as rain and snow fall from the heavens,
and return not again, but water the earth,
bringing forth life and giving growth,
seed for sowing and bread for eating,
so is my word that goes forth from my mouth.
It will not return to me empty,
but it will accomplish that which I have purposed,
and prosper in that for which I sent it. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Give us, O Lord, steadfast hearts, which no unworthy thought can drag downward, unconquered hearts, which no tribulation can wear out, upright hearts, which no unworthy purpose may tempt aside. Bestow upon us also, O Lord, our God, understanding to know you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you, and a faithfulness that may finally embrace you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 28. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the sound of my pleadings. To you, O Lord, I call. My rock, do not refuse to hear me. For if you are silent to me, I shall be like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication as I cry to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who are workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors while mischief is in their hearts. Repay them according to their work and according to the evil of their deeds. Repay them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward. Because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the work of his hands, he will break them down and build them up no more. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the sound of my pleadings. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. So I am helped, and my heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. O save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the sound of my pleadings.
The word today comes from John 5, 19 through 40. Jesus responded to the Jewish leaders, "I assure you that the Son can't do anything by himself except what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. The Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he does. He will show him greater works than these so that you will marvel. As the Father raises the dead and gives life, so too does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. The Father doesn't judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever doesn't honor the Son doesn't honor the Father who sent him. I assure you that whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and won't come under judgment, but has passed from death into life. I assure you that the time is coming and is here when the dead will hear the voice of God's Son, and those who hear it will live. Just as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. He gives the Son authority to judge because he is the human one. Don't be surprised by this, because the time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice. Those who did good things will come out into the resurrection of life, and those who did wicked things into the resurrection of judgment. I can't do anything by myself. Whatever I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. I don't seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. If I testify about myself, my testimony isn't true. There is someone else who testifies about me, and I know his testimony about me is true. You sent a delegation to John, and he testified to the truth. Although I don't accept human testimony, I say these things so that you can be saved. John was a burning and shining lamp. At least for a while, you were willing to celebrate in his light. I have a witness greater than John's testimony. The Father has given me works to do so that I might complete them. These works I do testify about me that the Father sent me. And the Father who sent me testifies about me. You have never even heard his voice or seen his form. And you don't have his word dwelling with you because you don't believe the one whom he has sent. Examine the scriptures, since you think that in them you have eternal life. They also testify about me. Yet you don't want to come to me so that you can have life. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Isaac Watts. Isaac Watts was born in 1674 and grew up in an atmosphere restricting singing in worship to psalms and their metrical paraphrases. Around 1695, he complained about the psalms sung, judging them as lacking both beauty and dignity. His father challenged him to see if he could do better. The result was the first of 750 hymn texts. Known as the father of hymnody, Watts was convinced that Christian praise had to go beyond scriptural text. Congregational song should include or original expression of devotion and thanksgiving. Furthermore, psalms needed to be Christianized for use in Christian worship. He set about providing hymn text to meet these objectives and set the standard for English hymns to come. His hymns are Christ-centered in focus, have congregational worship as their context, and are permeated with biblical language and references.
Colic, Isaac Watts. Almighty God, who gave your servant Isaac Watts singular gifts of rendering your praises in verse, that he might write for your church an abundant supply of psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Stir up the hearts of your people that they may joyfully sing your praises in this life and the life to come. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
For a sick person, O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in the time of need, we humbly beseech you to behold, visit, and relieve your sick servants for whom our prayers are desired. Look upon them with the eyes of your mercy. Comfort them with a sense of your goodness. Preserve them from the temptations of your enemy, and give them patience under their affliction. In your good time, restore them to health and enable them to live the remainder of their lives in your awe and to your glory, and grant that finally they may dwell with you in everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for schools and colleges. O eternal God, bless all schools, colleges, and university, and especially administrators and teachers in this time of pandemic, that they may be lively centers for sound learning, new discovery, and the pursuit of wisdom, and grant that those who teach and those who learn may find you to be the source of all truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for our enemies. O God, the Father of all, whose Son commanded us to love our enemies, lead them and us from prejudice to truth. Deliver them and us from hatred, cruelty, and revenge. And in your good time, enable us to stand reconciled before you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
A general thanksgiving. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us a task which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him at all times and in all places may give thanks to you in all things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Colic of the Week. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trials, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. May God be in your head and in your understanding. God be in your eyes and in your looking. May God be in your mouth and in your speaking. May God be in your heart and in your thinking. May God be at your end and at your departing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.